U.S. consulate employee killed in Mexican border state. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on October 5, 2020. Mexican authorities arrested two suspected drug dealers in the kidnapping and murder of a U.S. consulate employee near Tijuana. Initially, police claimed the victim was shot 9 times but later changed the statement to say he was only stabbed. The incident took place last week when local authorities in Tijuana received a report of a missing person. 35-year-old Edgar Flores Santos, a Mexican national who worked as an employee of the U.S. consulate for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. According to information released by the Baja California Attorney General's Office, FGE, authorities discovered Flores' body the following afternoon at a ranch on the outskirts of Tijuana. Investigators also found his government-issued vehicle. It remains unclear where the victim was taken from initially, however, he was wearing his work clothes. Initially, state authorities revealed that Flores was shot 9 times. The statement was later adjusted to say he suffered a deadly knife attack. In the aftermath, U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Christopher Landau expressed his condolences and said that they would work to bring justice. Half el Consulado General de los Estados Unidos en Tijuana Huito de la Misión Diplomática de los Estados Unidos en México están de luto por la pérdida de uno de los nuestros. Nos enteramos del asesinato de un empleado local del USDA underscore IFAS en BCL 1 de octubre. Hashtag kept at Consulado USATI. Embajador Christopher Landau, at USAMMEX, October 3, 2020. According to the local TV station Suit, state investigators arrested two men connected to the case who are initially facing street-level drug charges. It remains unclear if authorities will charge them with murder or if other suspects are being sought. Zeta Tijuana reports that the area where Flores' body was discovered is considered dangerous and that local officials previously requested more patrolling by state authorities.